And so we come into the practice, creating lots of ease in our bodies. Lots of softness, feeling into the body with the breathing and letting that out breath really soften us. Soften the muscles, soften the heart. And just sitting and appreciating the breathing for a few moments, breathing in, being beautifully nourished, breathing out, being beautifully soothed. This beautiful breath. And now engaging in loving kindness practice, remembering it's a practice where we incline the heart mind in the direction of goodwill, letting whatever our experiences be, whatever they are, whether pleasant or unpleasant, bored. It's all the workings of the heart. And so as we begin the practice, we'll find an easy door in with a being, human or otherwise, that makes us smile. Simple, uncomplicated relationship. Holding that being in mind. Perhaps engaging with a wee bit of a smile again, the eyes and the lips. Feeling your appreciation of this being. And your wish for their happiness. Knowing that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. And then while staying nicely grounded, supported by soothing touch, perhaps, a little smile. Engaging in loving kindness phrases. I'll offer you some simple ones. You can use them or ones of your choosing. May this one who makes me smile be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Happy. And may you live with ease. Ease. And so taking time in the silence to practice with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. taking a few more moments with the one that makes you smile. Pausing with the phrases and noticing how they sit with you. Appreciating any sense of loving that's here, or friendliness. Appreciating too any difficulties. And know that we're giving our hearts a workout, regardless of what we feel. And that's well and good. Soothing touch at any point. Let's bring ourselves into this now, as best we can, extending the goodwill or the intention for goodwill to include ourselves, and offering the phrases now for ourselves along with the dear one. A little imagination, sensing or visualizing yourselves together, enjoying one another's company. And offering the phrases, may we both be filled with loving kindness. Friendliness for ourselves. May we both be safe. May we both be safe, taking good care to stay embodied throughout, grounded, safe. May we both be healthy, healthy. May we both be happy, happy. And may we both live with ease, ease. And so in the silence, practicing for yourself and the smiley one. And taking a few moments with those phrases. And letting them be and notice how you're doing. Taking good care of this heart, mind, body. Nicely grounded, supported, soothing touch. And now let's engage the practice for the neutral one, the one that we barely know. Could be someone here today, first time you've seen them. or it could be a neighbor or a store clerk, someone you see on the street. And yet we know that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. Could be the stray cat that visits your deck. Keep it easy. And so, as best you can with this one that's apparently neutral, let's offer loving kindness for this one. May this one who's neutral to me be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May you be safe. May you be safe. Staying grounded throughout. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. May you be happy. Happy. And may you live with ease. Ease. And so continuing to practice, feeling nicely grounded, using the phrases or your own, and perhaps a wee smile to keep the practice, to warm up the practice. And take a few more moments with the phrases for the neutral one, and then notice how it's sitting with you. Letting it be okay, whatever your experience is. The neutral one really opens us up to all beings and to the truth that everyone wishes to be happy and free from suffering. And so the neutral one is a stepping stone to the difficult one. And if this is a new practice for you, practice with the very lightly difficult one, the one that's mildly irritating or annoying. And again, it doesn't need to be someone you know that well. Someone in your community, an acquaintance, a neighbor. Be aware of this being and how they may annoy you, how they're difficult. No more than 2 or 3 out of 10 in annoyance. Don't practice with the biggie. Don't practice with the traumatizers. Use this as a workout, a stepping stone to that. Could even be the dog that barks at 11 o'clock at night. Doesn't have to be a big deal. 12 o'clock. So as we hold this being in mind, remembering all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering, and knowing too that loving kindness practice is such a beautiful stepping stone to forgiveness of ourselves and others. And so may this one who's a bit difficult for me, may you too be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for yourself. And it's okay if you feel some self-interest in this. They have friendliness towards themselves. It might make your life easier. It's okay. May you too be safe, safe. May the one who's a bit difficult be healthy, healthy. May you be happy, happy. And may you too live with ease. May you live with ease. And practicing with the phrases or your own in the silence, if it feels like too much of a stretch, you might wish for the difficult one to be free from enmity, anger, and violence. I think we can wish that for anyone. And take a few more moments to wrap up the phrases for the difficult one. Taking good care of ourselves as we notice how it's sitting with us, soothing touch, getting grounded. Coming back to our sense of the one that makes us smile and being with them and feeling that loving support together. Sensing or imaging into it. And offering the phrases in the silence. May we both be filled with loving kindness for ourselves. May we both be safe, healthy, happy, and live with ease. And beginning to wrap up those phrases and just noticing again how you're doing. Letting it all be okay. The inclination of the heart mind in this direction of loving awareness. And appreciating our struggles. You know how our conditioning can guard us against opening our hearts, as in Billy Collins' poem, I Love You. And yet there's also within his poem a playful resolve to have a go. And as we finish up, let's listen to this last poem that speaks of the need for some resolve around love, especially in the face of the pain that it can cause. It's called I, Lover. I shall never have any fear of love, nor of its depth, nor its uttermost height, its exquisite pain and its terrible delight. I shall never have any fear of love. I shall never hesitate to go down into the vastness of its abyss, nor shrink from the cruelty of its awful kiss. I shall never have any fear of love. Never shall I dread love's strength, nor any pain it might give. Through all the years I may live, I shall never have any fear of love. I shall never draw back from love through fear of its vast pain, but build joy of it and count it a gain. I shall never have any fear of love. I shall never tremble nor flinch from love's molding touch. I have loved too terribly and too much ever to have any fear of love. Again, that poem called I, Lover, Elsa Gidlow. Listening to the bells to finish.